fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue to talk about standing on the rock that is Jesus Christ our Lord. We need a solid foundation. We always do. Every human being that's ever lived has needed it, but boy, do we need it now. We're living in such a shaky time, and there's so much deception and division, angst, anxiety, people set against each other, leaders kind of losing their marbles and behaving badly. We don't have a lot of great models out there right now about how to walk in peace, to walk with a sense of honor and dignity, to live a way of life that's consistent with our nature, that is our renewed nature in Christ, not our fallen nature. I think a lot of what we're seeing in our culture today is the result of a darkness that's setting in. It comes as a result of people rejecting God or marginalizing God or silencing the voice of God and the loss of the fear of God. The scripture says very clearly, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God. Does that mean living with an image that God is an angry father who's stomping around in heaven, waiting to throw a lightning bolt at somebody for every little thing they've done wrong? That's not at all what it means. It's rooted in a grace-filled awareness of the majesty and power, the holiness, the glory of God. And that ultimately God, the craziest thing any human being can ever do is to ignore God, is to oppose God, is to promote a way of life and a way of living that would make us God's enemy. That's just stupid. And so the Proverbs put it, the fear of the Lord, that is the profound, I mean, words like respect and awe of God are good. They move in that direction, but it doesn't actually capture the totality of it, partly because it's hard for us to see just how awesome is the holiness of God and how frighteningly bad and destructive sin is. And the saints saw it. The saints could see it in a profound way. And it's what caused them, the beginning of their life, you know, the beginning is there's fear of the Lord present in their lives. There's undergirding it all as a profound love for God. But the country, so many people in the country, I'm not saying the country as a whole, of course not. I'm not passing a judgment on every person. I'm not passing judgment on anybody. I'm basically saying what you can see is that people behave like they don't fear God anymore. And how do I know that? Because they don't have any wisdom. They don't have any wisdom on how to live well. They don't have any wisdom on how to order society peacefully. They don't have any wisdom on how to raise children. They don't have any wisdom on how to have a successful marriage. They just don't have any wisdom. Their lives don't show it. They don't speak wisdom. And it's because they're relying on their own understanding and not living in the fear of God. They drank the Kool-Aid of the growing predominant mindset that seems to be completely present among the cultural elite in society, that any kind of reference to God, or God forbid, if I could say it that way, obedience to God, is nothing seems to get them more angry to the point of foaming at the mouth than to introduce God into the equation and to remind people that they're creatures, that they're not their own master, that they're not their own God, and that every one of us is going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and that there's a way to life that's revealed in God's word and is meant to be revealed in God's people. So here's a moment for each and every one of us, everyone baptized into Christ. This is your moment. You may not like where things are in the world at the moment, but this is your moment. You were born for this time. He made you for this time. He made you so that his light can shine through you, that his glory can radiate from you, that you can be like Jesus, a source of life and love in this moment in history. But it's up to us. Am I going to go the narrow way? that follows the footsteps of Jesus and lives a different way of life? Or am I going to be caught up in the vortex of fear and anxiety and hatred and division and lust and self-seeking that's dominating the world? You don't have to be afraid when you look at yourself and say, well, I'm a weak person. I don't know if I can do that. Well, Jesus always chooses the humble, the weak, and the lowly. Look, friends, I am a weak person. In some ways, I think I'm the weakest guy I know. I need God. I need God. And sometimes I just stop and I say, wow, Lord, you promised me 38 years ago that if I followed you, you would help me, that you would lead me, that you would help me get through the stupid pattern of life that I was living, the addictive attitudes that I had, the compulsive ways of living, the impatience, the critical nature, the self-love. That's who the Lord came to when he came to me. I mean, he saved me. And he's saving me every day. And I'm praying that he will save me all the way home to the Father's house. Where life has gotten for me, friends, is I'd like to see all the beauties of the world, you know, all the beautiful places in the world. I'd like to have all kinds of things everybody else likes to have. But here's where life's at for me right now. And this is my honest prayer. And I can't do it without God's help. Jesus, I want to die your loyal friend. I don't want anything else. I want to die your loyal friend. I want to go all the way to the end. I want to love you. You know, sometimes friends, I've never shared this on the radio before, but I'm just going to say it. But over the last year and a half, couple of years, I've had moments where I'm praying. I mean, it happened in the car the other day. I was driving to the seminary to teach a class, and I was singing a song about the beautiful name of Jesus. And as I was singing, the Holy Spirit just came into my car, you know. I mean, I didn't see anything, but the Holy Spirit just came. And I felt so much love for Jesus and got a little, tiny little glimpse, I think, of his beauty, his power. Friends, he's it. He's the center of everything. Life is for him. Every human being is called to worship him and to love and follow him. Because, and at the same time, he's what every human being is seeking and they don't know it. In him is a beauty and a love and a tenderness and a simplicity and a humility. And at the same time, a power and a glory and a majesty and a flood, an ever-ending flow of love and life that satisfies and fulfills. That's Jesus. And I just wept as I'm driving down the road. And at the same time, in the moments like that, which only God can do, is I saw how deep my sinfulness is, how broken a creature I am, how small my love is, how unable I am on my own resources to give Jesus the love that he deserves. And it's a moment of faith and trust, because all I can say is, Jesus, I trust in you. I trust you that you're going to get me there. And you're going to teach me along the way, because you're healing me, because you're faithful, because you're awesome, you're my friend, you call me friend, and you're going to make me like you. Friends, that's who he is. He's your friend. He wants to be your Lord. He's so beautiful and so true and so everything that is good. He's the source of all goodness, truth, and beauty. And the world lies about him. The world's rage against him. I mean, that's what's going on underneath all the chaos, all the aggressive self-assertion and radical autonomy and redefining reality, rejecting everything that God has made. Underneath it, deep in the human heart, whether people know it or not, what's going on is it's the radical assertion of the human will, the fallen human will, that says, I will not serve. The human heart would rather be the king in the pathetic, stupid little kingdoms we make for ourselves, than to be a servant and a friend of God. That's how powerful sin is in the human heart. There's a deep, secret rancor in the human heart, a rage against God, an anger. Why am I not God? Why can't I be God? Why doesn't everything work the way I want it to work? Well, I'm going to take my resources in my life and I'm going to make it work the way I want it to work. I'm going to shape life according to my plan and my purpose. And to do that, people have to put away God. There's deep pride there, friends. I'm not going to serve anybody. Obedience drives the human heart crazy. I'm not going to obey anybody. I'm my own master. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. I have the right to do whatever I want. I'll make all the choices I want to make and nobody can stop me. Even to the point of taking human life so that I can be free and happy. If that's what I want to do, that's what I'm going to do. And everybody must tell me. Wake up. Wake up. That's what I hear the Lord saying. Wake up. The consequences are eternal. God has come to offer love, a love we all long for, but we want love packaged in a way that we can control it, and it can be what we want the way we want it. And Jesus is standing there, he's saying, look, I know you. I know exactly what you're going through. The way forward is not the way you're going. Come with me. Come with me. Give me your hand. Let me take you. What Jesus is really saying to us is, give me your sin-sick heart. Give me your rebellion. Give me your pride. Give me your arrogance. Give me your lust. Give me your choice and your definition of freedom. And let me nail it to a cross, because it has to die. It's a lie. You give me that. Let's make an exchange. You give me all of that. In exchange, I will give you my life. I'll give you everything. I will give you your Father's kingdom. I will make you a new creation. You will shine like the sun. I will give you my glory, which will last forever. I promise to satisfy the deepest longing of your heart. It's yours on one condition. If you turn away from that way of life and you give me everything, that's the deal. And a lot of people don't want that deal. They want a double dip. Can't do it. That's the deal at the end of this week, friend. That's the secret to living without anxiety. That's the secret to living in love. That's the secret to finding out who you are and reaching your fulfillment. Embrace it, receive it, step into it. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing, and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.